I'm Brittany Harden-Tengue, a senior manager with KPMG, and I am fascinated by the practice of transfer pricing and its impact on the global market. Join me each episode as I explore the transfer pricing world with specialists who will explain the ins and outs of this niche practice where tax meets economics.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Exploring Transfer Pricing, where we try to demystify the wonderful world of transfer pricing and intercompany transactions. And today we're looking at a topic that has become very critical for multinational organizations, operational transfer pricing, or OTP, as we'll call it. We have done previous episodes on operational transfer pricing and what it is in the past, but as something that is technologically important and is always evolving, it's important for us to continue to revisit that and explore it and to see what's new and to think more about this. I'm very fortunate to have with me today to help navigate this complex subject and some of the advances we've made, two distinguished guests. I have Raj Bodapati, a principal from KPMG US, and he is in our New York office and is our national leader for operational transfer pricing. So welcome, Raj. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you so much, Brittany. Excited to be here.
Excellent. And then we have all the way from KPMG Germany, Magdalena Bona, a partner who is also the leader for the Center of Excellence for Transfer Pricing Innovation and Technology. So thank you for being here, Magdalena.
Thanks, Brittany, for having me. Really excited to be here.
Wonderful. Well, I'm thrilled you're both here. And Raj, I'd like for us to start with the basics, just to revisit anybody who might be new to this and hasn't had a chance to listen to our previous episode. What exactly is operational transfer pricing?
Operational transfer pricing, as we call it, OTP in short, is about how we implement, monitor, and manage our transfer pricing functions. So it's all about the controls and procedures. And these days, implications of not having the transfer pricing right are getting much worse because of so many things that are changing from a regulatory landscape, like a qualified country-by-country reporting, which incorporates the pillar two implications of having a qualified CBC. And there are a lot of emphasis around having good controls and procedures. You see that in financial statement audits. You see when tax authorities come asking about your transfer pricing. So it gets more and more important to have the right transfer pricing. And also, there's a lot of emphasis on making sure that in-house professionals focus on more value-added planning activities rather than just sourcing data and building manual spreadsheets, which makes operational transfer pricing very relevant these days.
We've talked a little bit about the risks of not getting it right, but Magdalena, I'm curious from your perspective, why has this become such a critical conversation for multinationals today?
I do believe we have quite a few clients, or probably the majority of clients or corporates in general, face very similar pain points when it comes to operationalizing their transfer prices. One is the dimension of manual processes where you have spreadsheets flying around, and that being a very time-consuming process when you try to manage it via Excel, which is then often also error-prone and really dependent on certain individuals in the company that know the spreadsheets. So there's a broad willingness by tax departments in general to change that process and how it works to be less dependent on individuals that have that knowledge and rather have a system that supports the entire process. We also have the other side of it, and that's probably the more relevant and the more painful one in reality, is the transfer pricing outcomes are not in line with the policy and how they were defined to begin with. So we have margin steering issues. And that often leads then to inflated or deflated profitability in local jurisdictions, and especially for routine legal entities that should just not receive the results that they have. And that, again, leads to tax adjustments, or if taxpayers want to manage it before that, maybe larger year-end adjustments, which are often also then challenged, yeah, from an indirect tax perspective, customs perspective, or even just from a central bank approval perspective, which then also leads to an adverse cash flow topic. Financially speaking, it can be quite painful to not have a good operational transfer pricing process.
Businesses rely on consistency. They don't want surprises. If you find yourself in a position where you're constantly outside your intended range, or you're not meeting that transfer pricing policy that you've set at the outset, that's a pretty good indicator that you need to probably revisit and see if you can get some more structure and governance around your operational transfer pricing.
We should also not forget that transfer pricing is the biggest lever for allocating profits across multiple jurisdictions.
Raj, what are some other triggers that you see that would kick off an OTP project?
So the very common ones obviously are too many adjustments, and these too many adjustments always gives rise to other implications like customs. You have VAT implications that rise from too many transfer pricing adjustments. And then you have too much time and resources being spent on these manual spreadsheets, managing and monitoring the transfer pricing. These are very obvious triggers. When we go to our clients and ask for segmented financials or certain data to do the TP analyses, and we find that it's taking a lot of time for them to source that from their systems or key stakeholders, the first question I ask is there a process around this? And is there some level of uniformity around it? And those are definitely the biggest triggers for me when I have to think about, okay, there is a scope here for operational transfer pricing assessment.
And it's usually also part of an ERP implementation. That's also a good time to revisit
Absolutely.
That.
That's become a very common thing these days. You have a lot of ERP implementations happening. And the goal here is to make sure as a tax department, as a transfer pricing department, we have a seat at the table and we can get our requirements as part of the overall design.
So with that, there are different types of OTP projects. You could have a full-blown ERP implementation, but sometimes just evolving from Excel can be quite impactful.
There's always a myth that these operational transfer pricing projects are large-scale technology projects or huge transformations that are multi-year and costs millions of dollars. But really, that's not the case. And OTP project can vary depending on what we're trying to solve here. There are very simple segmentation issues that involve building an automation around segmenting a multifunctional entity into different P&Ls based on functions, or solving like a cost allocation issue where you're sourcing thousands of cost centers and you have to allocate across hundreds of entities. Or it could also be around deploying a simple survey to gather information related to your transfer pricing analyses. It's always about starting with the biggest pain point and thinking about what are the low-hanging fruits. And the best way to always think about this is I try to put these different elements into these low-effort, high-value quadrants and try to understand which ones make most sense. So yes, there is a very wide range of operational transfer pricing projects that could start with simple solutions versus end-to-end complete transformation of the entire transfer pricing.
I love that. Let's bust some myths. You always hear that from taxpayers. I would love to engage in some type of operational transfer pricing, but we just don't have the budget for that, or that's not something that is on the timeline. Magdalena, will you talk to us a little bit about your experiences with the different scaling of being able to get some of those quick hits?
There's a bit of a spectrum when it comes to what is the actual issue, the fundamental underlying issue that I want to solve, what is the pain point that I want to address, versus what is the opportunity that I have at the time. Those are important metrics that you can actually tie into a business case. At the same time, what we often do is also process analyses. Is the current process that I have actually a best practice process? Is that something that is sustainable over time, or is it something that is rather manual and fragmented? Then I would do a comparison of what the actual time to be spent is versus what time I currently spend on the OTP process and try to estimate the resources that it would take to actually execute an operational transfer pricing process properly. And if we take those factors into combination and form a business case, we often see that our clients really receive a positive return on investment already in the first year for a full-blown solution, which is actually quite impressive and also something that often the senior management did not ever see in that way before.
So we do have the large ERP solutions, but there's a whole landscape. Raj, do you want to walk us through what's out there and the pros and cons?
I think about this in a spectrum. There is a custom solution where we're trying to solve a particular problem, and there are many different types of custom solutions, even as simple as an Excel model with some accelerators, all the way to different tools and technologies that are out there in the marketplace. So these custom solutions are built for the purpose of solving that particular issue and are very customized to the fact pattern of the company and the intercompany transaction we're looking at, versus then you have your off-the-shelf tools. These are, again, other products and technologies in the marketplace, which are intended to solve operational transfer pricing issues. These are more generic in nature, not very much customized for the fact pattern, but for a lot of general fact patterns, these might apply. There are obviously licensing costs and everything associated with it. This is an already built product that you're just topping up on your current transfer pricing methodology. And then to the end of the spectrum, you have the ERP solutions. The ERP suites have some recommendations around their suite of technologies that are intended to solve transfer pricing. But when you think about ERP solutions, obviously that's a little bit of a large undertaking. It involves the IT department, and you also have to think about dependence on the IT department to get certain things done within the ERP solution. So when I go from left to right, as I have explained in the spectrum, the costs go up, but at the same time, the level of automation increases. So it's really about what are we trying to solve?
Raj, I'm so glad you said this, because something that has come up in some conversations I've had with tax leaders of late is if you are going on that route of a large ERP implementation and solution, something that people often overlook is you want to have an advisor or somebody who is familiar with that ERP solution and is also familiar with tax and transfer pricing to make sure that the right add-ons are implemented correctly and in line with what your solution is. There's a lot of nuance and details that need to be paid close attention to that really does require a bit of experience. And obviously, we're biased in saying that, but I feel empowered to share that because I have heard that come from taxpayers who, reflecting on their big ERP implementation, came to the end and said, gosh, I wish I would have done this differently. So Magdalena, as our leader of excellence in innovation and technology, you must have thoughts on AI, artificial intelligence, and that's on the back of everyone's minds. It's at the front of all of our computers every time we try to log into our emails, chats. So that must be playing a role in OTP. Do you want to speak to us about what you're seeing and where you feel like this is going?
It's really a hot topic at the moment, and I'm being asked that question almost every day by either clients or colleagues. What we have to distinguish in principle is the rise of large language models that we are all dealing with in the context of Gen AI. But this is really how you interact in natural language, and you get written information by using predictive words that come out of a solution. Very, very powerful for transfer pricing purposes. And there are many, many use cases. When we talk about OTP, what we really mean is the quantitative aspect of data. That means analyzing large numbers of transactions. If I look at an average large corporate, we see at least 60,000 SKUs or so in a system, and that can be broken down into individual transactions that happen within certain periods. And there's a lot of information in columns. We're basically dealing with many tables, and often clients don't have one ERP system, but they have multiple ERP systems. So our job is then to define a common data model, meaning bringing in very different tables together. That is something where AI has the potential to actually help us with combination of data attributes, but it doesn't do the math for us at the moment. So that's an important distinction to be made. We can get alerts, we can get suggestions, we can also get code, right? It's a very helpful sparings partner, but we don't get quantitative large-scale results. We can do small calculations with GenAI, but not the big ones that we actually need for OTP purposes. That's just what we have to bear in mind when we look at very sophisticated, automated operational transfer pricing. The actual math, as I mentioned before, right, the calculations, that's something where we see limitations. Will that change in the future? Yes, we do think so, but that will probably still take some time.
Excellent. We have some case examples. So do we want to talk about cost allocations and where we've seen this be successful?
So cost allocations generally tend to be a large pain point for a lot of large multinationals because there is a lot of cost centers that they have to think about, and allocating this to different entities based on certain benefits, allocation keys, ratios, etc. And one example I have here is how we solved this problem for a large multinational. It's a non-US multinational who has significant operations in the US. So there were a lot of US executives providing global services. But then we're talking about multiple service providers, multiple recipients, a lot of cost centers, beneficiaries, and you're thinking about a net of cross charges here. In this company, there was almost one full-time resource spending more than 70% of their time managing this cost allocation throughout the year, getting ready for the very next quarter, trying to find all the different documentation data points. We came in and we said, let's try to semi-automate this cost allocation, not even fully automate, but semi-automate. And this involved using a combination of Alteryx, Power Excel, and some macros to come up with sourcing the data, computing the cost allocations and coming up with the charges for the different legal entities who are the beneficiaries. This saved more than, I would say, 70% of the current time that was being spent on this. And the resource was very happy that they could spend more time on the review rather than actually having to do the work. And now their function has been repurposed for doing some more value-added stuff. And this is just a very small example of how a very manual, cumbersome Excel process can really be refined and synthesized into a much faster process just using some key tools and technologies. And that way, the resources who are actually working on this can be repurposed for something more value-add.
Excellent. That's fascinating, Raj. I love to hear that. We talked earlier about busting myths and then also creating magic. The dream is always right to be able to push a button and to get the result and the information that you need. And it sounds like you all are doing that, which is wonderful. Any final thoughts that either one of you want to share before we wrap up?
In this day and age of Gen AI and smart automation and everything around advanced technologies, managing your transfer pricing in a more systematic, organized, and automated way is very important, just because there are a lot of stakeholders who are waiting for the output of this transfer pricing, and it has a lot of implications around different stakeholders within the business, as well as there's a lot of oversight on how these things are managed. When you think about your financial statement audits, they always ask, hey, what are the controls and procedures around your transfer pricing implementation? When you think about tax authorities and the amount of support they would like to see behind your transfer pricing, you would want to show them something that convinces them of how you are establishing your transfer pricing and how you're monitoring them. It gets more and more important to make sure that you have the right operational transfer pricing strategies to manage your transfer pricing overall.
Magdalena?
What is the biggest pain point? Is there a business case that you can create? Is there potential for that? It doesn't have to be the big bang from one day to the other, but really start small and then continuously build and actually get into control of the operational transfer pricing. There's a lot of value that comes out of it. Every company that has done it doesn't regret it. That's what is fair to say.
I love that. So do yourself a favor. Operational transfer pricing does not have to be a big exercise, and it can help you tremendously when it comes to your entire transfer pricing lifecycle, saving yourself time, money, and effort almost immediately as soon as you decide to do it and to do it effectively. Thank you both for joining me. I'm so happy you were able to be a part of this discussion today.
Thank you so much, Brittany. It was very exciting.
Thank you so much, Brittany, for having us.
Thanks for joining me on this adventure in transfer pricing. See you next time.